Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
In today's Gospel, we read the final section of Jesus' priestly prayer, a section in which he prayed for all of us who would come to faith through the preaching of his apostles. There are three things Jesus asked that we share in. First, unity. When there's discord and antagonism, we suffer it. And there's division at every level of human life. Unity is something we long for, but at the same time, it's beyond our human capacity. So the unity that Jesus prays for is a gift from God. And the profound thing is that it is a primordial unity. It's not a unity that is artificial, constructed by compromise, by forcing the pieces to fit together, by leveling every difference the way an authoritarian regime would have it. No, this is a unity that is at the origin of our being. So it's prior to the multiplicity. It is the unity that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit had from the beginning, and we can share in it. Secondly, Jesus prayed that we would share in the Father's glory. Glory is the name of greatness when it is acknowledged. The philosopher Blaise Pascal wrote about three types of greatness. The first one is that of fame, riches, power, greatness according to the world. But then he said, there's a second level of greatness, that of the intellect and the arts, the greatness of scientists and geniuses. And then there's a third type of greatness, infinitely higher than the other two, the greatness of the saints. Jesus prayed that we would receive that glory, not necessarily the greatness according to the world, but the glory of holiness. That is true greatness. And you need to be illumined by God to recognize it. Otherwise, you will not even see it. In the third place, grace. Jesus prayed that we would share in the love that exists between the Father and the Son, and that is the Holy Spirit. Because of Christ's redemption, the life that existed only in God is now offered us. By receiving the Holy Spirit, we can think, love, value things, desire the way God does. We are invited into the realm of God, into a level of holiness and goodness that we wouldn't be able to access on our own. So what does each of these gifts Jesus prayed for mean to you? What is keeping you from receiving them? How would your life look like if you received a greater portion of these gifts?